Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 21st of December. 4 days to go, get your turkey brine in, get it in a bag, a bit of kosher salt, some peppercorns, bay leaves, bit of orange peel, some ice cubes, get it in the fridge, let it brine for 2 or 3 days. Beautiful, that's the way to do it. Get it in the old brine, do not cook it then, and then dry it out, get it out a good few hours before Christmas morning. Get up 4 or 5 o'clock, get it out, dry it off, let it dry, and then get some salted butter and get it in between the skin and the breast. Get it right in there. Got to get your hands in and get involved. There you are, a little bit of Christmas turkey lesson. So you get everything on this pod, everything that you could possibly want to make a success of life. There you go. Right, what have we got today? I want to become a better listener in 2020. That's my game plan. I'm not very good at listening. When people are talking to me, I glaze over very quickly. So that's what I'm going to work on. There you are. See, we should all try and think of one thing we're going to work on. Learn something new every day. So that's it. That's what you got to do. Be your best at all times. What could you lot learn? Patience, I would think. Patience and persistence is my recommendation for you guys. Right, what we got? Let's have a look here. Let's have a little look. NFL, there's a bit of NFL this weekend. And there's a couple of games today. So let me get, I think I've got a bit of action there. I have got Houston Texans -3 at Tampa Bay. And big game, Buffalo Patriots. Patriots haven't been firing. I'm going with the Buffaloes. Buffalo +6.5. I thought they were a bit of a fraud team in the first 5-6 weeks, but they've proven anything but. So Buffalo +6.5 in New England. So Houston -3, Buffalo +6.5. I'll give you this one now just because this line may move. New Orleans Saints -2.5. New Orleans. I said last week about the Titans. I thought the Titans were just coming good. And then I said we might ride them all the way. And they were nothing but serial disappointment. And this week it's the Saints that have come out. So the Saints -2.5. And then I may have a couple more to add tomorrow. But that Saints game is a 6 o'clock Sunday game. But there are a couple of, as I say, Houston Texans and the Buffalo game are tonight. So Houston -3, Buffalo +6.5, and New Orleans -2.5. That's the NFL. Foosball, right, couple of shorties. Inter, I think, are a good thing today against Genoa in Serie A, and Willem II against Fortuna Sittard. So there's a couple of shorties. And then home mentions, I like Millwall, I like Marseille, and I like Dijon. So Millwall home to Barnsley, Marseille home to Nîmes, and Dijon home to Metz. Those two obviously in France at 7:45 tonight. So if you want a little bit of home betting action, crack on with that. Right, and then we get into a couple of goals bets. Where are we? Right, first half goal, QPR against Charlton, so 0-0, 20 minutes, start backing over 0.5 or laying under 0.5, first half goals QPR Charlton, and then you can move to 1.5 at half time if still 0-0. And exactly the same bet, Racing Santander Oviedo in the Segunda Division. So you've got those two, and then I had another one. Bear with me a second, because I now can't find it. Rotherham Fleetwood, it is Rotherham Fleetwood, 3 o'clock, over 2.5. Rotherham Fleetwood, so drip it back in over 2.5 through the first sort of 5-10 minutes, Rotherham Fleetwood, and then remove your liability. Horses, I haven't got any. Dreadful rain, haven't we? But I've got... I've had an Ascot card for you. If you give me a second, I will just call that up. I just want to check the prices before I read them all out. So Ascot, where the first race is at 12:40. If I was betting today these, I would be Flowing Cadenza in the first. Flowing Cadenza, win and place in the 1:15. I On the Blind Side, quite like On the Blind Side in the 115. I think it's see it between that and Riders on the Storm. 150, First Flow, back in the favourite, current favourite, may swap places with Espoir de Guy, but First Flow, Angel's Breath gave this horse a boost yesterday, so I think it's probably perfect for that horse today. First Flow in the 150 at Ascot. 225 at Ascot, between the top two, I mean, Paisley Park should absolutely walk it, and if it anything does happen, Lammy Surge will capitalise, so not really a betting race, just one to watch. 3 o'clock, Dutch in the top two in the betting, Jerry's Back and Yul Terry, just a Dutch bet, those two, Jerry's Back and Yul Terry. Jerry's Back now, back right-handed, should do okay there. And in the 3:35, Umbregado Win and Place and Not So Sleepy Win and Place. They're the two I fancy small. Or you could Dutch both of those. So Umbregado and Not So Sleepy. Now, nothing major exciting there, but if anybody is sitting watching the racing while others are out Christmas shopping or things, then there's a little Ascot card for you. Okay, that's it. I'll be back tomorrow with everything else. Got the old Chelsea tomorrow with the old Chelsea taking old Kevin Kelly, the old West Ham fan. He can't stay away now. He's got his own little Spurs account. See, he's come over. That's all you got to do. There's no harm in coming over. You see in America that politician, that senator, isn't it? He's gone from the Democrats to the Republicans this week. Trump's ran him out, hasn't he? You look at this guy, I'm doing the same tomorrow. Kev's come over from West Ham to Tottenham. There's no harm in it. Just come out and announce it. Job done. We'll get your arm round you. We'll get the shirt on. Be lovely. You've been more games than me in the last month. Right, have a lovely Saturday. I hope some of those bits come off for you and you make a bit of profit. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning. Get that turkey brining.